What's happening?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Okay.
Hopefully, so much better. It definitely says tonight. Welcome, everybody. It's your guy, Z Fly, along with our real hot, fresh crew, which includes Mr. Troy Weeks Music, Mr. Lolo, he can help. And also, you got your girl,
hey,
Asia. And of course, I'm your guy, Z Fly. And we are back for another Sunday, keeping it really hot and fresh. Every Sunday I'm feeling fresher and fresher. I don't know about you all, but I'm feeling fresher and fresher every Sunday.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I'm really able to, you know, just keep up with my hygiene. I'm just joking. But you know what I'm saying? You know, you're able to take more showers throughout the day since you're at home more. How are you all doing?
I'm making it happen.
Lovely.
I've finished two business meetings back to back. I need to sleep.
Okay.
Oh,
you stay busy.
I didn't go to bed till 7 o'clock this morning. This thing has really got me off.
Oh wow!
Very crazy. And Mr. Lolo, so what's going on with you? Are you back wearing the mask, or are the masks off for a while, or for permanent?
The mask is off. The pants are off. No, I'm just kidding.
no, you're not.
I'm the mask is getting more and more comfortable, not on my face. I went to the park today. I did a little walking around, and I did not have a mask on for the majority of my stroll. But I'm feeling good though, y'all. I got my Vino Verde on ice in my Burger King plastic cup. Don't judge me.
We're not.
I'm feeling good. I am feeling good.
Okay.
That's what's up. Well, Mr. Troy Weeks Music, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I don't know how you're doing it, but I know you're doing it because a pandemic does not stop the flow of the Troy Weeks Music. What's going on with you?
What's up, guys? I'm good. Just walking back in. Perfect timing. I'm doing good. I'm just focusing on, like I said, I always say, like, being creative and utilizing the time that I have now to find myself more and also be able to come up out of this thing with some certifications and some other things that can make me some money.
Hey,
I know you're going to talk about that later.
Hey.
I know you're going to talk about it later. I'm just saying. You don't give
that's what I'm talking about.
For me, it's more about, you know, you want to, I know I don't want to work for nobody else. So I got some things
hit
I'm working
pivot.
On. So I don't have
hit
to work
that
for nobody
pivot.
Else.
Oh, my God.
So
oh, my God. Troy, listen.
Wait, Troy, I got to hit you with it one time. Right. Hey, friend.
Hey, friend.
Okay, real quick, hold on.
Hey, friend. You hear my voice? You know what that means. It's time to wake on up. Hey, friend, it's Monday. It's Monday, the first day of the
Hey. Okay, we'll definitely get into a lot more of that later in the show. I just had to do it. You know, it was a perfect opportunity. All right, everybody. So, once again, you know what time it is. Time to keep it real hot and fresh with us. Sunday night. Here we go. Be sure to call us at 914-205-5339. We are here. We're about to get into these topics. We have a new segment that we'll be introducing tonight by your girl, Miss Asia, who's definitely trying to help y'all get y'all money up. You know what I'm saying? during this pandemic, after the pandemic, and even beyond. So stay tuned, because this is definitely the show you want to tune into. But let's go ahead and get into the first topic tonight. So as y'all know, you know what I'm saying, in this pandemic, or even coming out of the pandemic, you know what I'm saying, people are starting to figure out how to date. Do they want to date virtually? Do they want to, you know, kind of meet people or whatever it may be? But even with that being said, you know, should people require a deposit moving forward to date you? You know what I'm saying? So, Miss Asia, tell the people a little bit more about what we mean about that.
Okay, so, you know, with this high influx of ghost culture and with us clearly seeing that our time is really, really valuable, extremely precious, and it can be taken away from us at any moment in time because of, you know, things that are beyond our control. Me, Asia, whatever my middle name, whatever my last name is, I require a deposit. I require a deposit. Yes, I most certainly do. And guess what? Guys have decided to turn down dates with me because they can't deposit, or they won't, and they think that it's asinine and it makes no sense. My thing is, I need you to value my time like I value my time. And I realized how much I value my time when I was flying, because it would take me a 4-hour flight to work, 4-hour flight from work to come home, to be home for maybe 2 or 3 days at a time. Then you have to factor in, I have to spend time with my family. I have to spend time with my child. I have to spend time with myself. But I'm going to take time out of myself time to spend with you. I need you to value that. I need you to appreciate that. And when you don't value and appreciate that, I'm going to need to be compensated, because I could actually be working, because, baby, I'm about getting up my bag, a bag, in the bag, around the bag, and snatching bags. So that's where
okay.
I feel it, that's how I feel about it and why I feel like I need a deposit.
Very interesting. Thank you so much for explaining. So everybody who may want to comment, definitely comment 914-205-5339. Once again, 914-205-5339. We're going to have our chat room open on the Blog Talk Radio website. So you can go to blogtalkradio.com/RHF. Okay? So, Asia, thank you for explaining it. So, Troy, what are your thoughts on what Asia said?
I mean, to each his own. I ain't mad at her for wanting to get her money value and wanting her time value. And if that's what she requires and that's what she wants, then, hey, she's going to do what she needs to get what she needs. And I ain't mad in any way, shape, or form. Me personally, I wouldn't pay anybody to date them, just because me personally, like, I know my value, my worth. And so if I'm even going to go on a date with you, I pretty much talk to you to either it's some new shit and we're trying to figure it out. I'm inputting my time to go find out, and you're inputting your time. So we both give them time. So that's one thing. Or if you had time to talk to them already online, however it may be, or interactions with them enough to know that they're worth the date. So, I mean, if I get to a date with somebody, I feel like it's worth my time to be there anyway. So, me personally. But I ain't mad at Asia, girl. Get your money. If they waste their time before, don't let them do it again. Okay?
Okay. Okay, so now, Lolo, I'm definitely going to get to your thoughts on this topic. But before I do, Asia, so, like, for example, let me ask this. Let's say that you have, like, let's say some women or even men, what if, like, maybe outsiders or people may look at these people as, oh, okay, you're doing a form of prostitution. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're asking money just to go on a date with somebody. You know, how could a person handle people who may be thinking that?
First of all, prostitution involves sexual intercourse. I never said you had to pay me for sexual intercourse. I said you had to pay me for my time. My time is valuable. You are not guaranteed
gotcha.
Sex just because you have my time.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, also, too, now, with me, I would say real quick that this would definitely help out, you know what I'm saying, for people who are, like, whenever you get stood up, you know what I'm saying, if somebody stands you up, at least you already got paid, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. That's where I see it coming in handy. Lolo, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm here. Well, you know what? My fucking check hasn't come in yet, so I ain't got no money to give you a deposit. Where my check? Where my money? That's what I'm more concerned about. I ain't got no money. Listen, before we even talk about dates and valuable time and this and that, bitch, I ain't got no check. I ain't got no check. That government hasn't come through yet. So, no, unless you accept advice or college credits, I ain't got nothing to give you. Because you know what? My time is valuable too. This isn't Fifth Avenue, it's a two-way street. So if I'm going to put a deposit, you're going to put a deposit. That's how I feel about it. So,
you know,
what do you, I'll tell you what my old therapist used to tell me. Well, what do you have to contribute to the relationship? What do you bring to the table? End quote. I am no longer with that therapist, but just to give you that, you know, I digress.
You know, the one negative thing that I see that maybe could happen that could come out of that is, like, for example, you know, kind of like how even in a sense now, like, whenever guys take a female on a date, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times, you know, the guys may, you know, pay for her meal or movies or whatever. So in a sense, that's kind of a deposit. So my thing is, like, if people are putting, you know, a deposit down on people, or, you know, or paying a deposit, so to say, then they could be expecting a lot. Like, you know, so I don't pay for your time, so what are you going to do for, you know, so I don't know. It could get, to me, I feel like that could be maybe the negative side of it, where it can get, like, a little sketchy, and, like, maybe people can expect a little more, you know what I'm saying, because they feel like, oh, well, I don't put money down on this, so what's up? That's, to me, in my head, I think could be a little bit of negative side. That's just me.
I was just going to say, no one owes anything to anybody at the end of the day, at the end of the date. So if you're a grown-ass man or woman and you expect anything going into it, that's on you, boo-boo. That's it. And I, like, leave, and I drop my mic carefully on the platform, and I walk away.
Oh, not carefully. Okay.
Well, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful because that's not my equipment, and I'm going to, like, then I lose my deposit for the mic. So it's the whole thing.
Exactly. Hello. Treat. But you see what you just said? You're going to treat it with kindness and care because you don't want to lose your deposit.
Exactly. Well, that's me, though. That's how I roll. Not everyone obviously rolls that way, but I don't expect anything from anybody, though. You know, like, I know going into anything, I could take care of myself. I can pay for myself. Well, maybe not now until those checks come in. But, sorry.
Okay,
I didn't interrupt. Continue, Mr. Fly. Sorry.
No, you're fine. No, Asia, so, okay, now what you just said, Asia, I kind of see what you're saying. You're saying, so if somebody is putting money down on someone, that they would treat them good because, you know what I'm saying, you got money invested in this. So more than likely, they may treat, you know what I'm saying, that person with respect and all that kind of good stuff because they put money in them.
Not even so much respect, but they'll be more respectful. Like I said, it's more of a, I know what my time is worth, right? I know how many other things I could be doing. And if I so choose to take time out of what I could be doing for myself and my family to give it to you, and you show up late, you don't show up, you are no call, no show. Like, you know what I'm saying? Be respectful of my time.
True. Okay, got you. So definitely let us know what you all think. This is definitely a great hot topic. 914-205-5339. We're going to take a really quick music break. And whenever we get back, Mr. Troy Weeks is going to enlighten all of us and get us drunk off the juice. So don't go anywhere because you are keeping it real hot and fresh.
Hey, trips that you plan for the next whole week. Been too long for a nigga so cheap. And your flex OD, your sex OD. You got it, girl, you got it.
Hey,
you got it, girl, you got it.
Yeah, pretty little thing, you got a bag and now you wildin'. You just took it off the line, no mileage. Waiting, hitting you the DM looking violent. Talking while you come around and now they silent. Blue the Cooper 17, no guidance. You be staying low, but you know what the price is. Ain't never got you, know it, being modest. Popping, shipping only cause you know you popping, yeah. You got it, girl, you got it.
Hey.
You got it, girl, you got it.
You got it, girl, you got it.
You the only one I'm trying to make
Every Sunday night, we keep it real hot and fresh. Some of y'all rolling with the best. That's right. I am Z Fly with Toy Week Music, Lolo, and Miss Asia. So definitely get into it every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But right now, let's go ahead and fill our cups up. Oh, as y'all know that our boy Toy Week Music is about to hit us up with that drum off.
Troy, let me take a sip of my ginger ale. Well, I took my sip of my ginger ale, so I hope you guys are ready to get drunk off the juice. Number one on today's list. So since we've been quarantined in, you know there's been a lot of bunny hopping going on. Wink, wink. But Miss T. Murray of the dynamic duo, twin duo, sister-sister, comes to a conclusion that no more children for me during the quarantine. T. Murray says quarantine made her realize she doesn't want a third child. I'm good. She had an exclusive interview with U.S. Magazine, and she said, I no longer need therapy, because they had questioned her and did an interview with her recently about her having to want to have a third child, and she said, you know, I think I need to have therapy. I'm still trying to figure it out. But after the quarantine, after watching this video, she said, no, I do not want a third child. I'm good. So, I mean, quarantine has opened up a lot of eyes. People started realizing things, and hey, she don't want a third child. I'm sure she's not the only one. So stop all that money hopping now before you end up with a kid you don't want. Number two on the list today. All right now, ladies and some gents, I'm not sure if you know, but one of y'all's husband, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, just had a birthday. That's right, he turned 48. While the actor was unable to celebrate his 48th birthday with a big party due to the corona pandemic, he felt the love after all, receiving tributes from many famous friends, including Kevin Hart and Ryan Reynolds. Hart, 40 years old, shared an unconventional post for Johnson's special day, sharing a picture of the two together in Jumanji, The Next Level, alongside a caption sarcastically bantering the actor. Happy birthday, you big head. You big, bald, unattractive, flat foot, no neck, stanky leg, truck driving, weight lifting, tequila drinking, no running, constipated, in the face looking, too small pants wearing, lovable guy.
Wow.
Kevin Hart said to him, to The Rock, hope you enjoy the blessed one at The Rock. P.S. Well, fuck yourself. Ryan Reynolds, 43, said he used his birthday as well to give an opportunity to take a star, to take a little job at the star. He may have gone through puberty in the womb, but he was born with a heart of solid gold, the Deadpool actor tweeted, joking about Johnson's muscular figure. One of the best guys on earth, he continued. Happy birthday to my friend, co-star, and ribbon dance professor, The Rock. So just like some of your famous co-stars, we here at Real Hot and Fresh want to wish you, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, a happy 48th birthday. Woo! Happy birthday to you, brother. And last but not least on our list today, I'm jumping up with you. Yes, right? Come on, soundtrack. In other news, over in the hoods of L.A. somewhere, there is some young fake-ass online gangsters being schooled in the hood. The headline reads this. Street justice. Man who slapped innocent Mexican street vendor in L.A. gets disciplined by his own hood. So I saw this video. You know I like lots of stuff. I saw this video on WorldStar. And this guy had a video up posting like, oh, yeah, I'm chilling, drinking, whatever the hell he's drinking. And he smacks the Mexican vendor for no reason, like slaps him. Like, yeah, I got this, whatever. Shut the fuck up. Ha. Then you see on the video later on, somebody posted those same two guys were being fighting in the street with the guys in the hood beating them up. Yeah. That's some tea right there. That's definitely getting me drunk. I'm glad somebody's out here schooling these fools, out here doing things they ain't got no business. I hope more people start to do it. Shout out to LA and shout out to the hood of LA and keep the street justice going. That has been the Jerk of the Juice for today, guys, and it's your boy Troy Weeks Music. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Yeah. All right, buddy. There you go. It's your guys, D Fly. And thank you so much, Troy Weeks Music, for that Drunk Off the Juice, because that was a lot. All right. So, everybody, definitely keep tuning in. Hope we got another great topic coming up later in the show. We're talking about, you know, can women realistically run this country, you know? But we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But right now, we're going to go ahead and talk about how you all need to make sure that you are successfully and entrepreneurial after this pandemic. So we got a new topic. A new segment called Get Your Money Up, okay? That's what it's all about these days. It's all about, getting your money up, you know what I'm saying? Miss Asia is going to tell you a little bit more about it. But as you all know, most of all of us got stimulus checks. That's not a time to be spending TVs and Blu-ray players and iPads. Miss Asia is going to let us, you know, let everybody know how to get your money up during these times. Asia, take it away.
Well, 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 ladies and gentlemen, it's all about generating a form of income while we're stuck inside, right? So today's segment of Get Your Money Up is going to be focused on how to go ahead and become a reseller, right? So resell can be whether it be clothes, shoes, electronics, it can be all kinds of items. There are different platforms. You have Poshmark, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, eBay, Amazon, Mercari. And I love the Real Real. It is a high-end retail resale place. So what happens is platforms like Poshmark and Mercari take a percentage. Poshmark takes a flat $2.95 fee from whatever you sell, anything $15 and below. And $15 and up, they take 20%. Oh, 80%. 80%?
Okay.
No, I might have wrote that wrong. Okay, but the good thing is that they require the person who purchased the item from you to go ahead and pay their own postage, right? Craigslist is free. You just post an ad on Craigslist, hey, I have this for sale. Facebook Marketplace, the same thing. eBay and Amazon have listing fees. eBay, you can look for the schedule of listing fees. Amazon, it depends on what you sell, and, you know, then you get into the taxes and things like that. The Real Real takes a 50% commission on anything $200 and below, and then it's a 70% for you if it's $10,000 or more, right? So each platform you can pretty much buy and sell clothes, and what some people do – oh, and I forgot ThredUp too. ThredUp is another great one. And what some people do is they do something called retail arbitrage, right? Let's say Jones New York is running a really, really great sale, 75% off everything. So you get a couple of pairs of slacks and you get a couple of pairs of blouses and some shoes. Then you, in turn, take that 75% off item that you probably paid $5 or $6 for, send it off to, like, ThredUp or post it on Poshmark, and it sells for $25-$30. You know, now you've made back what you spent, plus you've made some extra. That's the name of the game, ladies and gentlemen. When the world is open and the streets are free and clear for traveling to move about the country, you can go to your local Goodwill, your local Salvation Army, places like these. What's another great place? Clothes Mentor, things like that, and find things to sell. You can also browse your clearance sections in your Walmart. I've sold on Amazon pool cleaning supplies. I've sold baking things. You'll be so surprised. Everybody is looking to buy the same things. It's just things may not be accessible in their area. Once again, how to get your money up, we're going to start looking into what we have around our house that we can post online for sale and start getting rid of the junk we don't need, don't use, and can make a profit from. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how we're going to get our money up.
That sounds good. So, Asia, so let me just ask you, because you know what I'm saying, even though – is probably really as easy as a science. But, you know, you always have those few people that feel like, you know what I'm saying, who may not be as familiar with, you know, the websites that you name. You know, if they do go to these websites, like, for example, like an eBay, is it hard to set up an account? You know, some people may think, oh, it's hard to set up. Oh, I got to give them my social. You know, some people be thinking like that. Is it hard to set up these accounts?
No, it's actually not hard to set up these accounts. The hardest part is the accounting, right? I'll say that. Trying to make sure you keep your business money separated from your personal money. I always tell people if you can't afford a business account, just do something like a Cash App card that you're not going to touch the funds. So that way when it comes time for you to do any purchasing for your business, you're not dipping into your personal funds. You can dip into your business funds to replenish your business. You can actually having had an eBay account. Most of us have eBay accounts from years and years to just buy stuff. That actually already puts you into the what they consider positive ratings category, especially if you're, you know, a good buyer and such. So when people look to buy stuff from sellers on eBay, they look to see the seller's ratings. You know, most people won't look to see if it's buyer or seller's ratings. They'll just look to see how you rated. Are you a 5-star person on eBay? Okay, then you should be cool. You should be trustworthy, right? All of these platforms just require email address. You know, they may send you a 1099 at the end of the year because they want to make sure they're as accountable as possible for any funds that are transferred through them. And that's how that works.
Okay, cool beans. Troy Week and Lola, I know that you both are actually, you know, you have your own businesses that you work on building. Did y'all have anything to add to what Asia said, or maybe you know, maybe you have your own account that you set up as well? Anything to add to it or no?
One thing for me. There's also a website that I buy stuff from called Let Go. Someone that wants to, I bought a couple of things. I bought a laptop and like a shaver. So basically, anyone, like you said, anyone that if you have stuff at home now, like it's really simple, as easy as just taking a picture of it and posting it, and they don't take any money from it or anything. But if you want to do shipping, it's mostly local, not really like that's why if you want to do something local, you're from your house, you want to meet someone down the street or in front of the building and come pick it up or whatever the case may be. You can get it out right away. Let Go. Easy app, just download it in your app store, take a picture of it, post it, and then with, you know, somebody who wants it within minutes could be, you know, hey, I'm ready, I want it. So I just wanted to let you guys know about Let Go. I actually have like an Etsy account as well because I sell perfume and cologne, body wash, all those stuff. So it's important, like Asia said, she gave some great tips, y'all. She already gave me some tips last time, so y'all need to be paying attention to what she's saying and write it down.
Okay, y'all missing out. Lolo, did you have anything?
You know, Lolo, yeah, oh. What's going on?
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, eBay is very simple to use. I'm like the most tech challenged person anyone will ever meet. It's very easy. Uh-huh. And I would just say to make sure that if you're a seller on eBay, to make sure that you understand how the packaging and shipping works. That's the biggest struggle and challenge that I had with it, because oftentimes when you sell something, the shipping cost is inclusive with the selling price. So you have to make sure that you're not selling it for too little or too much, and that it matches whatever the person is buying it for, that it matches what you're selling. And so you're not like dipping into your own personal funds. As Asia was mentioning earlier about dipping into any sort of personal money, everything should be included with the price. So that's my only thing. If you're not someone who's familiar with the shipping part of it, which is, that's to me the only thing that's like the most complicated thing, is because again, if you don't pay attention to the shipping costs and all that, that's where it can get a little tricky. But yeah, that's it.
Also with to piggyback off of that really quickly, Lolo, if you you can actually put your settings to have it so where the purchaser pays the shipping, and if you have a scale, you can say, okay, this item weighs 3 pounds, U.S. postage, weigh it 3 pounds, and you can actually semi-calculate to the exact point how much the shipping would be, so that way you can absolve yourself of that, or you can add in a flat fee. If you know that you're going to sell DVDs don't weigh anything, you can say, okay, it'll be $8 for shipping for the DVD. It'll only really be about $2 or $3, so then you've also made that extra income on the end as well.
I did not know that, but I also, to piggyback off of what you just said, because you just triggered something, the actual packaging and shipping materials, that whatever it is that you're selling and whatever it is that you're putting the product in, that you know that that you have to make sure that you cover those costs as well. So, like, I didn't have just like random empty boxes like lying around. So I was like, well, wait, I have to buy the box to put these DVDs, because I sold a lot of books and DVDs. So I'm like, how am I supposed to make sure that I'm not going to get screwed at the end and then eat the cost? Because then it's like, if I'm selling like a $1 DVD and the shipping costs me like $3, then I lost money. Like, it's negative. So it doesn't even, so yeah, the actual shipping packing material, make sure you understand how that works, because I did not.
You can actually have the United States Postal Service deliver the different size shipping boxes that they have to your home. They are actually free of charge.
And I actually didn't know that until because I started selling stuff on eBay a year ago, and the guy was like, here, I'll just give them to you. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I was so like grateful. And these are little tricks that I don't think a lot of people know about. I mean, I know I didn't know that you could get free, like shipping boxes from the post office. So these are things that people should know, and that would help them and save them a lot of stress in the end.
so much to know. Well, everybody, here at Keeping It Raw and Fresh, we definitely want to make sure that during and after this pandemic that everybody's good. You know what I'm saying? And you've been hearing that hashtag, we're all in this together. So we definitely, if we have any ideas or any knowledge that we can spit and shine and give people, that's what we're here for. And our girl Asia is definitely business savvy. So definitely be sure to check us out next Sunday as well, where we will, where she'll be giving you more tips on how to get your money up. All right, so everybody, we're going to keep the show moving. We're going to get into the next topic. Right after this quick music break, you know you're keeping it real hot and fresh. You guys, we fly, and you are listening to Brandy Aphrodisiac. You know, just listening to this song just takes me back to a place I want to be. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. The number 914-205-5339. Once again, 914-205-5339. And of course, joining me is the Real Hot Fresh crew, Asia, Lolo, and Troy Week Music. We're going to go ahead and get into our last topic of tonight, and this is a big topic. It really kind of sheds light on the times that we're in. And as you know, during this last election race, you know, two of the main runners were, you know, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. So now, you know, just thinking if Hillary Clinton had won, you know, we would have had a woman, you know, leading our country. So our next topic is, are women physically, mentally, and emotionally built to realistically run a country? We want to know what you think. 914-205-5339. Lolo, what are your thoughts on this topic?
I think that they absolutely are capable. There are some countries that do have women leaders. I don't know what they are right now. I'm in the process of research and development, so I'll give you a name in a minute, but women are very capable, and I think there's this level of arrogance and ego that's kind of taken out of the equation, because I think that that's something that a lot of people in office that are run in the past and currently running have. That I'm not saying women don't have that at times where they don't have the like they want to win, and you know they have a sense of ego at times, but I don't think that it's about that. I think that they genuinely just want to do the best for everyone long term, and it seems like they're, I don't know, there's just something about women that I just feel more like, you know, if you go to like the evolution of like what people, when you were a child, like I would go to my mom when I wanted comfort, right? Like my mom would just kind of just say the right thing or do the right thing. And I'm not saying that my dad wasn't someone who was someone I could look to for comfort at times, but we always go to our moms, a lot of us growing up. And even now as a grown-ass man, I still go to my mom for some shit. So there's something about a woman that almost gives you like this, like protector, like I'm going to take care of you and it's going to be okay kind of feeling. So I don't know. That's kind of also how I kind of look at it as well. There have been a lot of male leaders in the past and currently as well as presently, that are just very disappointing, and I don't think that they don't have the right words to give us the comfort that we need, especially in these dire times.
Yeah.
Excuse the pun. So that's what I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually going to read a comment that someone had left on our Real Hot Fresh LinkedIn page, and then I'll give my opinion. So the comment was saying that women realistically could not run a country, but ideally they could. And she went on to say that realistically, you know, women are the supporters, and you know, they do get a lot of you know, they get more emotional, so that could, you know, do, you know, kind of get in their way of some of their decisions. My opinion, I'm definitely pro women. You know, I like the Me Too movement. You know, I definitely want women to be equal, you know, as far as jobs and pay. But realistically, if I think about it, I don't know if they could run a country, and not saying that they couldn't, but just realistically, cause, you know, it is a lot, and you know, and women do face more just naturally than a man do. So trying to run a country, and then also too, I was thinking of just the times we're in now. And I'm thinking of, you know, we see what just the president now or the government now is going through. And then I just think of a woman in that position. And then not only not saying that she couldn't run it just off her own means, but just also too, just the public will also be, I think, more worse and more bullying to a woman, because we see how people just treat an average woman like just the everyday woman, and then have a woman running the country. I don't really see a lot, you know, a lot of men being behind a woman. And I just feel like she would have just 10 times more bullying and sexual harassment, just all kinds of things, than a male president. So I think it would be even harder for her, realistically. That's me. Asia, what are your thoughts?
I mean, who run the world, girl? Okay. I don't know what y'all thought, but you know what? Honestly, we as women truly do run the world, whether it be in front of or behind the man next to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to think about it. We had a president who was stricken with polio and couldn't move, and his wife ran the world from being being a first lady. So do we have to be in that particular office in order to run it? No. We have strong wives who lead extremely wonderful campaigns on their own for their own initiatives that sometimes overshadow those of their powerful husbands, do they not? So
sure.
I don't feel like I need to be Madam President in order to run the world. I just need to be in the right position to make the right moves behind the scenes.
Okay, and hold that thought. I think we have a caller. Let me see. Caller from 919 area code. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, caller. Can you state your name for us, please?
Yes, my name is Danielle.
Okay, and are you calling about the current topic we're on now?
Yes, about if a woman can successfully run the country.
Yes, give us your thoughts.
So my thoughts are yes. I mean, regardless of emotional, but some people are saying women are emotional and things like that. When it comes to being diplomatic, like I agree with Asia, women do run things behind the scenes. And there have been plenty of instances, whether we realize it, behind every strong man is a woman. There's a woman guiding them. There's a woman telling them how to do things. There's a woman that they're going to. They just don't want to admit that that woman is there giving them everything that they need to run. So, I mean, look at Michelle Obama. You know, if she wanted to, she could probably run this world and this country and do a great job. I mean, yeah, Hillary Clinton, and she's not my number one pick, but she did run him. So, I mean, and let's look historically in other countries. We have women that lead, and they have been making diplomatic decisions. They have been making better decisions than what men or males have been able to do. So if we take the emotional aspect out of it, which a lot of people want to say, yes, women are emotional, but so are men. Men just hide and conceal their emotions. They're not taught to deal with it. If you get the right person, woman, she has feminine energy and masculine energy as well. So she is fully capable of doing what a man can do and run the country and be diplomatic, and then as well. It just has to be balanced.
So, caller, let me ask you this real quick. Okay, so just how you said that, you know, men and women are both emotional, but men know how to hide it. But if you're going to run a country, isn't it very important? I mean, a lot of people wouldn't want to follow a leader and they're showing they're emotional. You know, like, you know, they're doing a press conference that is bust out you know, crying or being emotional, is it good to, you know, don't you have to hide that emotion? You know,
right,
I'm
about to say, look what we got, Donald Trump.
Emotional man, but he's running our country. I mean, every time he gets in his feelings, he's tweeting, he's texting, he's posting, he's blogging, he's Instagramming. Do you not realize those are all emotional things that he's going through, and he's making decisions based on emotions for millions and trillions and thousands of people? Yes, a woman can be emotional, but it doesn't mean she has to channel all of her emotions all the time. We have VIP, we have CEOs, we have VPs. Look at how many women are excelling and they're in positions to lead businesses. If a woman can lead a business, she could lead this country. And these women are able to mask their emotions because they're actually being taught how to deal with their emotions, how to handle them in each situation. Before in times, women have been taught to sit here and just cater to everyone else's emotions or go along with it and not sit here and do things like be aggressive and not sit here and be opinionated and not sit here and be So I think it's easier to say women are emotional because men are sit here and taught how to suppress their emotions and not deal with them. Then you got all these issues with men, and they're doing all these things, and the back behind the scenes, and later on, they're coming up having all these scandals, and then they're having all these issues. Are they being impeached? How many presidents have actually been impeached for things that they should have not been doing because they don't deal with their emotions?
Wait, can I add something on top of what you were just saying? First of all, to the comment about men masking their emotions, Donald Trump does anything but mask. He's not trying to cover anything up. If he were a woman, he would be. I mean, I know he's raked under the coals for other stupidity, but he would be raked under the coals. If it were a woman, they would be like, "Oh, he's emotional. He's a man, and he probably does 10 times more emotion than an actual woman does." So to, like, kind of piggyback off of what you're saying, ain't nobody masking anything. Like, he doesn't mask anything. Like, he's blatantly, like, tweeting at 2 o'clock in the morning because he's got, you know, he's got a headache and he's got a mood swing.
Right. I never said he was masking his emotions. I said he actively is emotional. You see his emotions.
So why can't
a woman be emotional and run the country?
And we knew he was unreliable before he got in office.
And we still voted him in, and some of our people still voted him in.
Honey, that's a whole other topic for a different day. He voted for him too.
I think it's easier to sit here and discredit a woman on saying, "Oh, well, women are emotional, so I don't think they'll be able to run a country." I mean, go to other countries where women are actually running it. Go back in history where women were leaders, and they were the ones telling the men, either we fight now or you can stay home. But we have to fight, and we have to stand up for our countries, for the people in our towns, for the people in our cities. And then the men want to be like, okay, let's make this happen.
You also have to think about it, too. Women are better equipped to compartmentalize their emotions, right, because of the amount of things that we go through and the amount of stresses. We may go to Fortune 500 companies and deal with racism, sexism, and all kinds of things at work, and we still have to come home and be moms and be wives and compartmentalize all of those emotions that go along with those different roles. Whereas you have men that go to these Fortune 500 companies, can't come home and function as a husband, can't come home and function as a spouse, go out here and kill themselves, go out here and go get crazy, hopped up on drugs. I'm not saying that women don't do it, but I'm saying that we damn sure do a better job at it.
Well, I got something to say.
You're welcome.
Troy, go ahead. What's your comment?
I just wanted to say one thing. My thing is this. Until we allow women to run the country, who are we to say she can't? If she's never done it, if we've never put a woman in place and allow her to prove that a woman can run the country, then why can't we let her? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's because men don't want to let a woman, they don't want to give women the credit for being able to do something better than they did. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a man's world. And I get that because I'm a man. But ultimately, when you talk about like men not going home and being a husband, not doing, the men out here got we got a lot of things handed to us as men. You know what I'm saying? They go to work, do these things. Like she said, still can't come home. They out sleeping with Sari Jew and this one instead of being a father and being a man that they need to be. But if a woman had the chance to do that, she will be able to do it. And the reason she would, because look at the history. Like this lady said. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that there needs to be a change and give women a chance. That's all.
There you go. All right. Well, let us know what you all think. 914-205-5339. We definitely thank the caller in the 919 area code. Thank you so much for your thoughts. All right, that's how you definitely get it. That's how you turn it up. All right, everybody. So we're just going to get into some In the Know by your guy Lolo. Hit it, Lolo.
Oh shit, that's me. Hey guys, how's it going? hope you're all staying sane, safe, sane, and entertained. So I've got some sort of like a little bit of a spin on this, like some sort of like positive things that have been going on throughout this Corona business. So like a lot of people that have been having to put their birthdays on pause throughout this pandemic, there's a children's entertainment company that's helping kids celebrate their birthdays virtually. While everyone is staying safe at home, a children's entertainment company is making sure kids' birthdays stay special. It's called Jam with Jamie. It's hosting a virtual children's birthday party along with free daily music classes. The company, like so many others, had an uncertain future amidst the coronavirus pandemic. They decided to move their parties online as a way to help kids and families find joy in these difficult times. We are still celebrating. That joy is not canceled. The celebrations are not canceled, said Jam with Jamie founder Jamie Kolnick. We can still have a good time, and we can still celebrate these little moments and connect with our families. The daily music classes are free, but they do ask those who can donate to help support the performers. To learn more about these parties, go to the Instagram page, Jam with Jamie. If you guys are interested in like any dance classes or like birthday parties being held virtually, check it out. And in other Corona news, with social distancing still, you know, being practiced, New York City faces first major social distancing test as nice weather lures many outside, including yours truly. After a rainy end to April, the first weekend in May kicked off with plenty of sunshine and warm spring weather. I think it was like 75 and sunny today. It was beautiful out. So for many of us New Yorkers, outside conditions make it harder to stay indoors. A familiar necessary lifestyle change during the coronavirus crisis. But on Saturday, the city closed its first set of streets to traffic, clearing the path for pedestrians to enjoy the good weather while also keeping New Yorkers safe. After being cooped up for weeks, residents in Inwood say the new initiative in nice weather was a good reason to finally get outdoors. Mayor de Blasio on Saturday made a point of saying the NYPD is enforcing social distancing guidelines as people venture outside to enjoy the nice weather over the weekend. We expected this and prepared for this, de Blasio said. NYPD is out in force and a lot of other city agencies out there with a very clear message I've been giving people all week, which is if you want to go out for a while, get some exercise, get some fresh air, that's totally understandable. Don't linger too long. Get back home. While you're out there, keep that face covering on and keep that social distance. The mayor also added in the interview that organizing sporting events is also prohibited. So you guys can go outside and enjoy the weather and get some exercise and get your run on, your walk on, your frisbee throwing, even if you want to. Just still be respectful of the fact that, like, there's not, like, an official, like, end date to when we, you know, can't or we don't have to, like, social distance. So just, like, keep your mask on if you have one. Try to be respectful and stay safe, sane, and entertained, guys. This has been Lolo with In the Know.
I love it. Let me tell you something. This has really felt like a really full show. We had a lot of great information, a lot of great topics in this show. And I just thank everybody, my co-host, Asia, Troy Weeks Music, and Lolo. Thank you so much for all that you do. And thank you for our callers tonight, Danielle from the 919. Thank you so much. Also, everybody, we are definitely close to the end of the show. 10 Ways You Know You Get Up is coming up next. But before we do, I just want to take this time just to kind of do some announcements. So if my team got anything, think of it now. So I'll go first. So now, all of you Real Housewives of Atlanta fans, that's right, y'all know I'm one. As y'all know, this has been a crazy season because they were trying to figure out, you know, how are they going to do the reunion. But, you know, a lot of shows, they are going virtually. So tonight there is no show of Real Housewives of Atlanta. But don't worry, because next week, May 10th, Sunday, it starts the first episode of the reunion. It's going to be crazy. So if you're wondering why you didn't see any Housewives tonight, then definitely check it out next Sunday on Bravo. And, yeah, the three-part reunion will be starting. All right, Troy, you got anything to tell the people?
Just stay tuned for all that I'm doing. Please look at my social media. And if you see me out here doing something, like it, share it, promote it. I'm out here doing what God gave me the talents to do. And so please, 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 if you enjoy what I do, share it, like you do. Send a Cash App or stay now. If you like.
I love it. How about Miss Asia? Anything else real quick to tell the people? Or maybe yourself. Oh, definitely you got to let everybody know where can they find you. You know what I'm saying? After all that great, you know, get your money up talk, you got to let people know that Instagram.
If you need to find me, you can find me on Instagram, A_P_Bunny. That's A_P_Bunny. I have no pressing announcements. I am working on a few things to get some information out to the people. I'm actually going to start a YouTube channel about some things, but I'm not going to publish it just yet. But just know, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to tap into a multi-billion and trillion-dollar industry, and I guarantee you, you're going to want to hop on my bus and ride to the last stop. I'm telling you now. So get your minds ready for the shift and the pivot.
I love it. And Lolo, you said it. You can help. Let them know how you can.
Follow my Instagram, guys, LV25, and follow me on TikTok at Lolo Can Help. And I can help you by distracting you and entertaining you. And that's it for now. So if you want to be entertained, follow me, hit a brother up, message me, DM me, get in my DMs, y'all. Show me some of that D in the DMs.
Right.
Just kidding.
Everybody, once again, and definitely follow me at I Am Z Fly on my Instagram and also Twitter as well. So, you know, I'll definitely be dropping a few things here and there. I'll be showing some throwback Thursday things. So, you know, definitely just check me out. It's always going to be fun. Once again, thank you to everybody who tuned in. Thank you for our caller tonight. And once again, thank you to the Real Hot Fresh co-host. Y'all make sure you all be safe. And y'all know I miss ya. But right now, let's go ahead and get into some 10 ways you know you ghetto, and then I will talk to y'all again next week. All right, y'all, here we go. Number one, you know it's time for someone in the family to be honest with your crackhead aunt. Tell her she has a problem so that she can stop leaving those teeth that falls out of her mouth underneath those pillows. But, you know, I'm trying to figure out how are the drug dealers doing during this time anyway? You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, you know, were they still running drugs? Because I ain't heard about it, you know, doing anything. Have you ever anything, any drugs or anything?
Are they still going?
Yeah, maybe so. Oh, they're still going? Okay. The pandemic don't start down.
They're still going.
All right, number two, why does your pastor spend 2 hours of his doom sermon on these hard economic times? I know that's right. Listen, you know what I'm saying? You go to church, you listen to Zoom, you want to hear something different. All he want to do is talk about what's going on, what the government said. How about what did God say? Okay, can you tell me that? The fact that you can't cook may really be a problem now since your man is at home more. But look at the bright side. You're good in bed, you know. Hey, yeah, you got to get it from somewhere. You can't cook, good in bed. Oh, really? That is true. Number four.
What if you're good at both?
Real... Ooh.
Hello.
Some people.
Hello.
How do you think
most
people get to bed from my cooking?
I'm definitely a double whammy, honey.
Are you?
They say that the best way to get to a man is through his stomach. So, just saying.
Ooh.
And they didn't say which way I had to go either.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh. Okay, number four. You might be real dumb if you think someone is too cute to give you the coronavirus. That is so true.
Now,
people are still hooking up. People are still hooking up.
Only for the uglies. Corona's only for
ugly. Number five, why is your pastor's wife calling your house like a bill collector because you didn't log into their Zoom sermon this morning? Now, how many of y'all got that call? Huh?
Not me, because they know don't Zoom. Pass that virtual ass collection plate around here. I'll beat your ass.
Okay. You're right. They still doing it virtually. Y'all can go to our Cash App. Number six, remember child support should never be used as a weapon, especially if the kids are not his.
Ooh.
Okay. That's so real talk. Number seven. Number seven, it might be a good time to go celibate if you're still trying to get it on during this pandemic, but require that the dudes let you spray their wang-wang with Lysol before doing the nasty. Now, listen.
Ew.
If you know, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
Lysol? You're not about to burn my bunny hole.
That's not for your body, Donald Trump. Keep that over there. Keep that over there.
There you go. Number eight, your 3-year-old might be hood if he doesn't want to hang out with you because he thinks you're too soft. Okay? That's bad.
Ray, cut it out, Ray. Cut it out, Ray. Pookie, cut it out.
Number nine, you keep wondering why everyone in your household keeps avoiding direct conversation with you. It's probably because you haven't brushed your teeth in, like, what, the last 2 weeks. Now, you know.
I told you that I'm confident, D-Fly. How dare you?
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, Lola. Well, I didn't say any names to this. You just call yourself out. And number 10, stop being mad at rapper Future because he didn't impregnate you so that you could have been featured on Wendy Williams' Hot Topics list. Let me tell you something.
He's not supposed to be his baby mama. He's playing games with me.
That's not a good look. Games okay. With me.
So who? My bags is cute. And that's pretty much all they look like.
Love, peace, and hair grease. Y'all stay safe, and we'll keep it raw first with you all next week. I'm out of here. Peace.
Peace, y'all.
Bye.